Ramsey TV.
Do you want to see Scripture fulfilled in your lifetime? Well, it's happening. It's happening right now. Most people are not paying attention. Maybe even some members of the body of Christ are not paying attention, because I will give you this. Many times Scripture is fulfilled very subtly. For instance, when our Lord was born in Bethlehem, that was a fulfillment of Scripture in the book of Micah. And yet it happened so subtly that only a handful of people witnessed it. A few ragtag shepherds in the field were made aware that the Messiah was born. There was a celestial host, messengers, angels that appeared in heaven. Nobody else saw them but the shepherds. Maybe the sheep, possibly the sheep. I think the sheep followed the shepherds, because animals have an intuition, more than humans, I think, sometimes, yes. Today's scripture is being fulfilled, and I'm talking about Donald Trump's attack on Iran, on the Islamic radical terrorist called Soleimani. Earlier, a few months ago, it was al-Baghdadi. These are bad people. Soleimani was apparently planning attacks. It is documented, attacks on the U.S. It is documented that he has the blood of hundreds of U.S. soldiers on his hands. He's a bad guy. What does he represent? He represents a religion, and the religion is Islam, and the Islamic religion is violent. Yes, it actually, the people who are wanting death to America, death to infidels, death to anyone who's not Muslim, these are the fundamentalists. It is in their scriptures. I ran a video during the Revelation series. Go through the Revelation series. It's early on. In fact, I will link to it down here. There was a video from a Muslim who said, yes, this is in the Quran. It's in there to kill the infidels. So the ones who are actually doing it are the fundamentalists. These are the ones following their scriptures. These are the serious ones. Anyway, there has been an all-out war between the Islamic religion and the West. This was prophesied in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. This is the end. This is an end of millennium 6 scenario. This must happen. The West against the East, and the West will stamp out the East. I said this years ago. During the first Gulf War, it was 1991. One of the newscasters then, I don't know if it was Ted Koppel or who it was, they said that if we went into Iraq, this was the war with Iraq, if we went into Iraq, then the Republican Guard, the great Iraqi army, whatever militants they had, they were going to wipe us out. They were a fearsome fighting force, and they were going to destroy us if we dared to attack them. Saddam Hussein's brave fighting men. Well, we, in 3 days, basically, we leveled it. So, the term used for the East threatening the West is saber rattling. Just like that guy in the Raiders of the Lost Ark rattled his saber at Indiana Jones. And Indiana Jones just turned to the guy and shot him. Because one of the characteristics of the fourth beast of Daniel 7 is it has iron teeth and copper claws. And it is stamping out the religions east of her. And I'm going to read this to you in Daniel chapter 7. This is being fulfilled now. I made a video back in March of this year no, it was March of last year, March of 2019, called The West versus Islam, Daniel 7 Fulfilled. All right, I am also going to link to that show. It's MZTV 129. Donald Trump came in to office and he promised to get rid of ISIS, get rid of the radicals. And he did. Why? Well, some people out there might like Obama and people will say, oh, Zander, don't get political. You don't know anything about politics. Well, I know more than you. Okay? And Obama was an appeaser. Obama didn't take the threat seriously. In fact, it is known now that he was negotiating with Soleimani concerning the Iran deal, where we gave the Iranian government $150 billion to appease them, to bribe them. If we give you all this money, will you be nice to us? Oh, sure, we'll be nice to us. You mean you won't build nuclear weapons? No, of course not. Well, they became more aggressive. Why? Because they're brutes. They're like Hitler. They're dictator-ish. They're animalistic. The only thing they understand is force, brute force. You can't negotiate with them. That's what Neville Chamberlain tried to do in World War II. Well, I have a peace treaty with Adolf Hitler. Oh, do you really? Yes, he signed it, so we're all right. Yeah, of course you are. Yes, we're all right. Yeah. Now, Winston Churchill had to come in and kick ass. Well, Donald Trump is the Winston Churchill of this era, and he's kicking ass. And he has to kick ass because these people are crazy. They will kill us all if they get a nuclear weapon. And they're working on it. Yeah, they're working on it. Now, conventional wisdom says that following this attack, and some other guy was killed with Soleimani. I don't know who it was. I don't care who it was. It was some high-profile guy, but none was a higher profile than this guy. Al-Baghdadi, a few months ago, was also a high profile, but this guy was the supreme leader of the terrorist association. That's my term for them. Conventional wisdom is that Iran might be, and the leaders, the caliphate people, they might be brutal, but they're not stupid. And they know now that there is a serious man in the White House who isn't going to put up with any BS. Not going to put up with any saber rattling. Going to take it seriously. These people tell you what they're going to do. We're going to wipe Israel off the map and we're going to destroy America. We should listen to them. They're stating their purpose. That's what they're going to do. And they're telling us. The previous administration, Barack Obama, ignored it. Not only that, but of course he was a Muslim sympathizer. We know that. Possibly Muslim himself. And just like Clinton, who gave North Korea a bunch of money so that they would be nice to us and not build nukes. How did that work out? It didn't work out very, very well. It just enabled them. You're enabling children. You're enabling these little dictator babies, these little tyrants, these little infantile, mean people. And so this is exactly what happened with Kim Jong-il, with Clinton, and with it has happened with Iran under the Obama administration. Well, Trump came, as you know, speaking, I'm in the United States, speaking as an American. This is our president. Sorry if you don't like it, but, you know, you should be glad he's your president, because if Clinton had been elected, we probably would have been at war with North Korea by now. The economy wouldn't be doing what it is doing now. In fact, most people say Donald Trump is going to be reelected. And I have said that. I have predicted for 11 years a conservative takeover, if you want to call it right-wing takeover. I said it would happen. I knew it would happen because there had to be a will to stomp out Islam. There couldn't be this negotiating with evil posture in order for Daniel 7 to be fulfilled. And yes, I'm going to read Daniel chapter 7. So it had to happen. I predicted it. And it is happening, and it's going to continue to happen. I knew that the Western religion, it's a religion, has to be Christianity. And Obama was not a religious man. Well, Trump is not a religious man, but, you know, he poses, but we all, let me put it this way. He is a religious man. He's not a spiritual man. We know this, okay? It's all posing to get the votes, of course. But Obama was even more of a poser. He didn't even pretend. At least Trump is pretending to be a Christian. Obama, no. So we need a Christian nation, and I mean Christian, of course, in the worst possible sense. That is the obvious sense. That is what it is, man-made religion. This religion and the four beasts of Daniel 7 are religions. Going to get to that here. It's important that the western beast, the easternmost beast, or the westernmost beast with iron teeth and copper claws be a religious power. So I knew that for some reason religion aligns itself with the conservative movement, the conservative political party, and atheism aligns itself with the left. If you're on the left, you're, you know, atheism goes hand in hand with it. It's godlessness, basically. You might say, well, yeah, the conservative, that's godless too because they're posers. Yeah, but at least they're pretending. Roll with me here. The common wisdom now is that Iran is brutal, but they're not stupid. And so they know that Trump means business, and so they're not going to provoke us again. Well, that conventional wisdom is wrong. Listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. These people are going to do something very bad very soon. And Trump is going to take them to the edge, if not over the edge of oblivion. They have three giant oil refineries in Iran that are the backbone of their economy. They can be wiped out in 45 minutes, probably 25 minutes. No, probably 15 minutes, because we have forces in the country. And we can operate these drones. It's like we got Soleimani with a drone strike. Iron teeth, copper claws, a drone strike. Amazing technology. And the end times, knowledge will increase. That plays into this. We have amazing technology where we can strike with brute force very quickly. And we're getting rid of bad guys. We're very careful of civilians. You might laugh at me, but compared to other nations, yes. I'm sorry. Why do you think that the Islamists put their rockets on schools and hospitals? Why do you think they use children as shields? Because they know that Israel and the West, we don't like to kill children. We don't like to bomb churches. We won't bomb hospitals. So their headquarters are at hospitals, are at schools, probably nurseries, because they know that we have some sensibilities. They don't have any of these sensibilities. So they are going to retaliate. Because they think we're the aggressors, but we're not. They're the aggressors. They're the ones planning to attack the West. They're the ones that chant. Watch the news. They chant, death to America, death to America, death to America. And they're working on nuclear bombs. They're working on nuclear bombs. And they're using the $150 billion that Obama gave them. How convenient. Yeah, so Trump, no more. Trump, no more. Trump is going to wipe them out, and then this will really be fulfilled. I mean, it's being fulfilled now, but that'll be the capstone. That'll be the capstone. So now I'm going to read from Daniel chapter 7. And again, I'm going to link to two videos. One, early in the Revelation series, I think it was 2014, I made a video with an Islamic guy, a Muslim, telling you what the Quran says. Okay? This is not... It's not a peaceful religion and there are just evil people. No, it's a violent religion and the people who are acting on it are fundamentalists. They're following what their scriptures say. Watch that video. I link it. I'm going to link MZTV 129, The West versus Islam, Daniel 7 Fulfilled. That was ISIS that has been really eliminated under Trump because he took the handcuffs off our military. He built up the military, and he changed the rules of engagement so you could go in and do what you had to do. Quit pussyfooting around like we did in Vietnam. Excuse me. So here we go. Daniel chapter 7. In year one of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel himself perceived a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, stating the beginning of the matters. Daniel was speaking up and saying, I was perceiving in my vision during the night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens were rushing forth to the vast sea, and four monstrous animals were coming up from the sea, diverse one from another. The eastern animal, this is a critical translation in the concordant version. Most versions will say the first animal, but if you say the first animal, then you lose a critical key here as to the identity of these animals. They move from east to west. the eastern animal, the King James puts first, right? The eastern animal, reading from the Concordant version of the Old Testament, was like a lioness, and she had the wings of a vulture. I was perceiving until her wings were scraped smooth, and she was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand on 2 feet like a mortal, and the heart of a mortal was granted to her. And behold, another animal, a second one, like a she-bear. One part was set up, and three ribs were in her mouth between her teeth. Thus they were saying to her, rise, devour huge amounts of flesh. In place of this, I was perceiving, and behold, another animal, like a leopardess. She had four wings of a flyer on her arched back. The animal had four heads, and jurisdiction was granted to her. In place of this, I was perceiving in the visions of the night, and behold, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. She had monstrous iron teeth, and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder, that is, the remainder of the animals, with her feet. She was diverse from all the animals that were east of her, and she had 10 horns. These animals, proceeding from east to west, are the four major religions of the world, and there are only four: Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. Buddhism, Japan, China, Hinduism, India, Islam, the Middle East, Christianity, the West. I'm going to abbreviate this because I've dealt with this exhaustively elsewhere. Just go to the Revelation series. Go to the archives, go to the bottom of my homepage, you'll see Revelation series. This is important. Go to the archives. I mean, hit that thing, the picture that says Revelation series. You'll go to the homepage of the Revelation series. Above, you'll see archives. Scroll, there's 800 shows. Took 3.5, 4 years to do that series. Scroll down until you see me talking about the four beasts. And I go into details about what they are. But to abbreviate here, the first animal, like a lioness, this is Buddhism. And all the qualifications here, the wings of a vulture, her wings were scraped smooth. Buddhism began as a fast-moving religion. It was cut short. It stopped. That is identified here by the wings being scraped smooth. She was lifted up from earth, was made to stand on 2 feet like a mortal. Buddhism is the most humanistic religion. It's really the calmest religion. It's the nicest religion out of these four. And a heart of a mortal, a heart was granted to her. Nevertheless, it's a religion, yet it does have a heart. It doesn't like to kill. Buddhism, they don't even like to step on bugs. In place of this, I was perceiving, and behold, another animal like a leopardess. No, wait a minute. No, not the leopardess yet. Another animal, a she-bear. One part was set. This is Hinduism. The second animal, and it's proceeding now from east to west. This is in the Indian area, the area of India. Behold, another animal like a she-bear. One part was set up, and three ribs were in her mouth between her teeth. And they were saying to her, rise, devour huge amounts of flesh. This is the caste system. There are three main castes in India. And in the Hindu religion, and this is represented by the three ribs, one part were set up. I mean, you know, the highest caste, I forget what it's called now, they have names for them, rules the other caste. In other words, but I go into even more detail in the Revelation series. In place of this, I was perceiving, behold, another animal like a leopardess. She had four wings. This animal has more wings than any other of these beasts. The leopardess is Islam. The leopardess is the leopard is one of the fastest moving animals on earth, and it has four wings. This means that this is a mobile religion. It has four wings of a flyer on her arched back. The animal had four heads, and jurisdiction was granted to her. There are four heads of Islam. I forget what they are, but there are four components. It's a fact. And jurisdiction was granted to her. The mullahs have political power in Iran. The Soleimani guy was apparently on his way to talk to the Ayatollah. So these are the religious leaders in Iran are basically the political leaders. There's no separation of church and state in Iran. And we're to thank God whenever we have separation of church and state. But the day is coming when that separation, even in the West, is going to disappear. And church and state will be melded into one. And it begins with the West basically swallowing up the other religions. Buddhism is nothing to worry about. Hinduism and Islam is the militant mobile religion pictured here by a leopardess with four wings. So, and then the fourth beast, the most terrifying of all, this is Christianity. This is the Christian religion. It's exceedingly mighty. Exceedingly mighty. Terrifying, dreadful, exceedingly mighty. I'm not saying this is bad. I mean, in a way it's bad. But in another way, it's good because we have military superiority. This is good. We're not supposed to use it. It's strength through deterrence, peace through strength. There are evil people in the world that you can't appease. And the only thing that gets through to them is you're going to smack them in the mouth. And we have to have the muscle and the wherewithal to smack them in the mouth. And we do. We have the strongest military in the world. And Trump's been building it up because Obama let it slide. Because Obama was weakening the U.S. And I knew that couldn't be an end of Millennium 6 scenario. I knew that the West had to be built up. So I'm looking at Obama for 8 years and I'm thinking, this can't be the guy. That this can't be. Because he's, for one thing, he's an appeaser. There's no way he's going to crush the East. Even if provoked, he's not going to do anything. He's an apologist for Islam, and he's a Muslim himself, so he's not going to do anything. And he didn't put a priority on the military, and he's going around the world apologizing for the United States. And it was his intention to lower. He didn't like the fact that the United States of America was a superpower. Hated it. And so he did things purposely, which is hard for people to conceive of, that would bring the United States down a few notches to the level of everybody else. So why? For the one world government. You can't have a one world government with one nation rising above all the other ones. So the United States had to be declined. It was called a managed decline. And Obama even would say that. Well, we can't expect this. We can't expect this anymore. Jobs are going to go away. They're not going to come back. We just have to get used to the fact that we're not going to have any growth. No jobs, no nothing. Managed decline. Boom, boom, boom. That was part of the plan. So that the U.S. could be, boom, down here. And then the one world government could kick in. And the elites would run it. Yes. But now Trump, and believe me, Trump is not part of the one world order. The one world government. The new world order. No. He was not supposed to happen. Okay? Because he's a nationalist. He's, as everybody should be, he's an America first guy. It's, people are taking pride in their nation again. People don't want to be part of a conglomerate. That's what the whole Brexit thing is about. In Europe, people don't want the European Union. They don't want a faraway city like Brussels making decisions for them in London or in Paris, right? They don't want it because they don't have the best interests of the people. They're a corporate manager. Who wants to have a corporate manager 1,000 miles away running your country? It's kind of like these buildings you go into and they're freezing, right? Like a grocery store or a school. And you go in there and you tell them, could you please turn down the thermostat? And they say, well, we can't. Why not? Because we're controlled by headquarters. Where is that? Mumbai, India. That's where the thermostat is and it's controlling everything. That's terrible. No, so it's a rise in national pride, otherwise known as patriotism. But that is going to, I understand that is going to develop into another one world government that's a less obvious one. It's the new world order, as I spoke of before. I went through this in the Revelation series. It's a new world order. The so-called New World Order was just too obviously evil. You got people like George Soros. You got Obama. You got the Clintons. It's just too freaking evil. It's obviously evil. But the new World Order is going to appear righteous. And it's going to bring a temporary prosperity. It's going to bring safety. And these people need tamed. These Islamicists, these radicals, they need tamed. And they're going to be tamed. That's what this is about. Another animal, like, okay, I'm receiving a fourth animal, terrifying, dreadful, exceedingly mighty, monstrous iron teeth, and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder, that is the remainder of the beast, with her feet. That's what's happening now. This scripture is being fulfilled. She is stamping upon the remainder with her feet. If you read on in Daniel, I was contemplating on the horns, and lo, another bit of a horn came up among them, and three of the eastern horns were uprooted before it. This is the man of lawlessness. And lo, there were eyes like the eyes of a mortal in this horn, and there was a mouth declaring monstrous things, and it was making war with the saints. That is going to happen eventually. But first, it's not going to happen at first. We know that there's going to be a peace treaty formed with Israel and Palestine and Palestine. In fact, it's already drafted. It already exists. They're waiting. I've understood that like four people have read this peace treaty. We know Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is working out the details. One of the signatories of that treaty. In fact, this is the first mention of the man of lawlessness in the scripture, the coming prince. It's in Daniel 9:27, I think. There's a peace treaty with Israel for 7 years that will be broken in the middle of the 7 years. It is my understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that that peace treaty exists. And one of the signatories of that peace treaty will be the man of lawlessness. These are the days that we are living in. People are so busy. People are so involved with the world. They're eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, that they can't see what's happening. But it is happening.